Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avram Kron. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Zevachim Daf Yud Gimel. The daf starts with the Mishnah that says, HaPesach v'hachatos sheshachton shaloi lishmon, or kibel v'holach v'zarak shaloi lishmon, or lishmon v'shaloi lishmon, or shaloi lishmon v'lishmon are pasul. The din that a Pesach and Chatos are pasul shaloi lishma is even if during one of those avoidos he had a machshava shaloi lishma v'lishma, or lishma v'shaloi lishma, that's enough to pasul. Only if the complete avoido was done lishma is it kosher. The Mishnah talks about the cases specifically of a Pesach and Chatos, but the Keren Oira and this Nesivas HaKodesh, which is the Charkav Arav, over here on the Mishnah, they both say that Hu Adin Lagabi other Karbanos, Lagabi the Din, that it's Loi Alu Labail Nashem Chayva, that we know by a Karban Oilo or a Shlamim, if it's Shechtet Shaloi Lishma, the first Mishnah in the Masechta tells us that it's Kosher V'Loi Alu Labail Nashem Chayva, that is not only if he Shechtet in Gansin Shaloi Lishma, it's even if it's Lishma V'Shaloi Lishma, or Shaloi Lishma V'Lishma, that's enough to make it Loi Alu Labail Nashem Chayva. However, in the Sefer Mekar Baruch, which is written by Rav Nachum Baruch Ginzburg Zatzal, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chof Aleph, he says a chiddush that our Mishnah Dafka says Pesach V'achatos, but by other karbonis, if someone shechts it Lishma V'shaloi Lishma, or Shaloi Lishma V'lishma, it'll be totally kosher, and even Alu L'bayilim L'shem Chayva. The Hezber Advarim, why it would be different than other karbonis, is not clear. Ayin Sham in the Makar Baruch, he's Mayruch to explain a Svara, but it's not so clear. The Makar Baruch himself brings that the Toisus in Menachas Tav Mem Beis Amid Beis Dibur Hamaschel Ma Tam is Mefurish not like his Chiddush. It's Mefurish like the Karen Oira and the Nesivas HaKodesh, that even by other Karbanos Lagabi the Din of Loi Olu Lebailin L'Shem Chayva, that is true even if it's Lishma V'Shaloi Lishman and Shaloi or Shaloi Lishman V'Lishman. And the Karen Oira himself, who says this Chiddush, who says that it's even by the other Karbonis as well, brings a Raya Mefureshes L'Chayra from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Psulei HaMuktashim Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph, when he's saying the din of a Karbon Oila that Shechted L'Shem Shlamim, that it's Kosher V'Loi Alu L'Bayil M'Shem Chayva, the way the Rambam expresses the Halacha is, if a person Shechs an Oila L'Shem Shlamim, Oy Yishchatenu L'Shem Oila V'Shlamim, Oy L'Shem Shlamim U'L'Shem Oila. And the Kesef Mishnah says that is coming to bring the din of our Mishnah, that the psul of shaloi lishma is not only when it's in gansin shaloi lishma, who adin if it's lishma v'shaloi lishma, or shaloi lishma v'lishma, that will also be pasul. The muck of the Rambam is our Mishnah, yet the Rambam is not talking about Pesach and Chatas. He's talking about a carbon oila, which would be loy alu l'baylam l'shem chayva, but it'll still be a kosher a carbon. So you see from the Rambam, says the Karen Oira, that the din of lishma v'shaloi lishman and shaloi lishman v'lishman that is said in our Mishnah is not merely by Pesach and Chatos, it's even by the other karbanis as well. And in the Makar Baruch in Chelek Beis, in Simen Mem Aleph, he brings that they asked on his Chiddush, when he put out the Sefer in Chelek Aleph, a lot of people asked him from this Rambam, and he tries to be madcha the diuk from the Rambam, but l'chayra the pashtus of the Rambam, and that Toisvis and Menachas Taf Membeis are klar like the Keren Oira and the Nesivas HaKodesh, that the din of our Mishnah is not limited to Pesach and Chatos. The Tana was talking about Pesach and Chatos because he was discussing a psul of Shaloi Lishma, but the other Karbanos, Lagabi, the din of Loi Olu L'Bayil M'Shem Chayva, will have the same din, that it is Loi Olu L'Shem Chayva, not just when the person does one of the four Avoidos, Shaloi Lishma L'Gamri, even if he does it Lishma V'Shaloi Lishma, or Shaloi Lishma V'Lishma, it will have the same halacha. The Mishnah continues and says that even though according to the Chachamim, the psul of Shaloi Lishma or Shaloi Lishman Vilishman is by all of the Avodos, however, Reb Shimon argues on this. Reb Shimon Machshir Behiluch, by Halacha Shaloi Lishma, Reb Shimon says that's not a psul, because E'efshe Shaloi B'Shechita, Shaloi B'Kabbalah, Shaloi B'Zrika. It's impossible to have a kosher carbon without the Shechita, the Kabbalah, or the Zrika. Aval Efshe B'Loi Hiluch, Halacha is an avoida that it's Efshe Levatla, because a person could be Sheichet B'Tzar HaMizbeach V'Zoirik. he could shecht very close to the Mizbeach and do the Zrika from there, eliminating the Avoidas Haylacha. Memela, even in a case where a person does have an Avoidas Haylacha, there will not be a Psul of Shaloi Lishma. And the Chachamim argue, the Chachamim hold, that there is a Psul of Shaloi Lishma, even by Haylacha. The Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chof Gimel, clares, in what Nekuda do the Rabbanon argue on Reb Shimon? Are they arguing in Din, or are they arguing in Svara? Bir Hadvarim, are they arguing in Din that the Rabbanon hold that a Haylacha is Eif Shalavatla? A person always has to do Haylacha. There are four avoidas with the dam of the carbon, the shechita, kabbalah, hilacha, zvika, and none of them can be eliminated. A person has to make sure that he shechts in a way that he's going to be able to do an avoidas hilacha. And therefore, in svara, the rabban could agree to Rav Shimon that if there's an avoida that it's efsha levatla, then maybe machsheves shaloi lishma would not passel. But there is no such avoida. Every avoida is e efsha levatla, because the chachamim argue with Rav Shimon in din and hold that a hilacha as well is e efsha levatla. One cannot shecht bitzar hamizbeach v'zoyrik without doing any avoidas hilacha. There always has to be an avoidas hilacha. Oy Dilma says the Mishnah Lamelech, maybe the machloikis, the Rabban and Rav Shimon, is not in din, but in svara. They taka agree that someone could be shechit bitzar hamizbeach v'zoyrik and eliminate the avoidas hilacha. However, they argue in svara and say that that's not a reason to be machshir when someone does do an avoida and he does it shaloi lishma, that should still be possible. Avad, if he eliminates haylacha, so he's not doing a haylacha, fine. But kolzma that he does do a haylacha, if he shechts farther from the mizbeach and then does a haylacha, they argue misvara and say even such an avoida that it is efshalavatla, still, the machsheves shaloi lishma will passel. And the Mishnah Melech brings that the Pirish HaMishnayis over here, the Rambam in Pirish HaMishnayis says klar, like the second sad, that the Rabbanon agree that it's possible to be mevatel ha'ilacha, but they hold that when a person is not mevatel ha'ilacha, then machsheva passels. And the Chidushei HaRashba in Menachos Daf Tezayin Amid Beis says this way as well, that the Chachamim agree in din that it's possible to be shaychi pitzara mizbeach v'zoyrik and eliminate halacha, yet they hold that in svara, not like Reb Shimon, that is not a reason to be machshir shaloi lishma when someone shechs in a distant from the mizbeach and he does do a halacha, then machshav shaloi lishma will passel. The Taras HaKodesh, later in the sugya on Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, brings L'chayra Klara Raya to this sad of the Mishnah Lamelech from the Gemara earlier on Daf Dalet Amid Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing the psukim and the limudim that all the four avoidos, shechita, kabbalah, hilacha, and zrika, have to be done lishma, and they would be pasul shaloi lishma by a pesach and chatos, and loy olu lebal m'shem chayva by the other karbanos. And the Gemara says that if you want to learn hilacha from the other avoidos, you can't. The other avoidos are chamor because you can't eliminate them. Toimar b'haylacha she'ef shalavatla. Masha'enkin haylacha is an avoida that it is ef shalavatla. Therefore, haylacha is weaker and you can't learn out from the other avoidos that we require to do lishma. Rashi says, where do we find that haylacha is weaker because it's ef shalavatla? She'emrotza she'echet b'tzad ha'mizbeach v'zayrek. And Rashi is mitzayin our Mishnah here on Daf Yud Gimel, that it says that Hilacha is efsha levatla because it's possible to eliminate the avoidas hilacha al yedei shechting b'tzad ha'mizbeach and doing the zrika. Zokta Taras HaKodesh, that sugya is clearly not going like Reb Shimon, because that sugya learns out psukim that you need lishma by the shechita, kabbalah, hilacha, and zrika. If it includes hilacha, that's obviously going like the shitas rabbanan in our Mishnah. Yet in the limudim, the Gemara says that hilacha is a shvacha avoida because it's efsha levatla. So we see klar from the Gemara and Daf Dalet that even according to the rabbanan that do pasul the machshav shaloi lishma by hilacha, still hilacha is efsha levatla and is a weaker avoida. It's an avoida gerua because it's efsha levatla. We see, like the Mishnah Lamelech, second sad, that the reason that the Chachamim argue is not because they hold that it's e'ef shalavatla. They agree in din that avoida, that haylacha is e'ef shalavatla. Just they argue in svara and say that b'cholzois, when a person does do the avoida haylacha, the machsheves shaloi lishma is gonna passel. L'chayra, we have a raya to this from Rashi in our sugya, and Tosfos in our sugya as well. because the Gemara brings the Braisa that says Vehikrivu is talking about the Kabbalah Saddam, and the Gemara says Ato Omer Kabbalah Saddam Oyein Oyel Zrika. Maybe it's going on the Zrika. So the Gemara knows, since the pasuk says Vizarku, it must be telling us in the word Vehikrivu that it's talking about the Kabbalah. And Rashi and Tosis are bothered. How do we know that if the pasuk of Vehikrivu is not going on Zrika, it's talking about the Kabbalah? Maybe it's talking about the Halacha. So Rashi earlier on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph says that the reason that we know that it's not talking about Halacha is because the Kabbalah is Basar Shechita Ksiv. The pasuk there says Vehikrivu after the Shechita. The pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra says Veshachar as Ben Abaka Lefnei Hashem, and then Vehikrivu Bnei Aaron Akayanim. So if it says Vehikrivu right after the Shechita, it must be talking about the Kabbalah, which comes right after the Shechita, and not talking about the Halacha. However, Rashi Bayot says differently, and Tosfos here explains why Rashi's pshat on Daf Dalet is very shver. Because how could Rashi say that we want to say Vehikrivu is going on Kabbalah because Basar Shechita Ksiv? We see that the Braisa had a Havamina that it's going on Zrika, even though Zrika doesn't come right after the Shechita. So obviously we don't have to say that the pasuk is talking about the Avoida that comes right after the Shechita. So Ebazoi, why would we not say it by the Halacha? So Tosfos and Rashi Bayos say that the reason that we know that it's not going on the Halacha is because Halacha is Efshel Levatla. And Memela, we don't want to say that Vehikrivu is going on an Avoida that it's Efshel Levatla. The Shita Mekubetzes earlier on Daf Dalet is Ma'ir, that it's a Stira in Rashi, two different Pirushim in Rashi, but Al Kopanim, the way Rashi learns in our Sugya, and Tosis over here as well, that the reason why the Gemara of Vehikrivu, the Braisa of Vehikrivu, does not want to say that it's going on the Halacha is because the Halacha is Efshel Levatla. And L'chaira, Rashi and Tosis don't mean that this is only going like Reb Shimon. The Pashtus is that our Gemara, our Braisa, is going like the Chachamim as well. And even so, Rashi and Tosfos say as a Dover Pashat that it's Efshel Levatla. This would stim with the Raya that the Taras HaKodesh brings from the Etzem Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that even the Chachamim agree that it's Efshel Levatla. And not only that, we see from here the lashon of the Tosfos by us is that the other avoidos are avoidos chashuvos, masha'en came by halacha. It's mashma that halacha is not an avoida chashuva, and that we see taka from the Gemara Daf Dalet as well, that the Gemara was saying that halacha is weaker than the other avoidos because it's efshel levatla. So we see that the rabbanon agree that a halacha is efshel levatla, and they even agree to the svara that makes the halacha an avoida geruah. They just argue with the svara of Reb Shimon and say that even though halacha is efshel levatla, and that makes it an avoida gerua, but still lemaisa, when you do this avoida halacha, in a case where a person does shecht far away from the mizbeach and he does the avoida halacha, the machshava of shaloi lishma will passel by that avoida. So we have here the shita of Reb Shimon that since the halacha is an avoida she'efshel levatla, therefore the machshava shaloi lishma passels, and the rabban the machshava shaloi does not passel. The Rabbanan argue and say that the Machshava Shaloi Lishma passels by Halacha as well, but not because they hold that it's Ef Shalavatla. Fakert, they agree that it's Ef Shalavatla, yet they still hold that the Machshava Shaloi Lishma passels when you do the Avoidas Halacha, as is Mavur in the Pirish HaMishnayis and the Chidushei HaRashba and Menachas, and as the Taras HaKodesh brought a Raya from the Gemara earlier on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara at the end of Amud Aleph brings the Braisa that says that the din of Machsheves Pigul is not only by the Zrika, but it's even by the Shechita and Kabbalah, and we darshan it from the Imhei Ochel Yeyochel Mebisar Zevach Shlomov Lo Yeyrotze, that we darshan Bidvarim HaMeviim Lidei Achila HaKosu Medaber. All the Avoidos that contribute to the Heter Achila have a din that a Machsheves Pigul passels by those Avoidos. The Braisa continues and says, Yochol she'ani marbe af shvicha shirayim v'haktara seymurim, that if someone has a machshev as pigul at the time of shvicha shirayim or haktara seymurim, that would passel the carbon. Talmud loymar, bayoyim hashlishi loyei rotze, the pasuk singles out zrika in order to teach us, ma zrika miyuchede shi havoida uma'akeves kapara, af kol havoida uma'akeves kapara, as opposed to shvicha shirayim, and Haktara Seymurim, She'enon Ma'akvenes HaKapara. The Sfasemes over here and the Briskirov and the Chidushe HaGriz are Ma'oirer. How could there be a Havamina in the Braisa that when someone has a Machsheves Pigul at the time of Shvicha Shirayim and Haktara Seymurim, It passes the carbon. The Brisa already established from the Lashon of Imheyachal Yeyachal that Bidvarim Hamevin Li De'achila HaKosav Medaber Machsheves Pigel passes only by an Avoida that contributes Lidei Heter Achila. That's by the four Avoidais Hadam. But Shvicha Shirayim and Haktara Seymurim don't contribute to the Heter Achila. A person has a Heter Achila of the Basar HaKarbon even before the Shvicha Shirayim and Haktara Seymurim. So how could that be that the Havamin of the Brisa is that there's Machsheves Pigel by Shvicha Shirayim and Haktara Seymurim, and the Braisa has to say no, only something that's ma'akev es hakapara. L'chayra stam, it's not a dover hamevi lidei achila. So the Briskirov in the Chidushi Agri says that the emes is that by Haktara Seymurim, it's not shrer, because the Gemara says in Psachim Dafnun Tesam and Beis, the kama deloy miskatri emurim, koyanim loy matzu achli basar. The taka is an iser of achilas basar before the Haktara Seymurim. True, the Gemara says there that if the Emurim get lost, if it's Nitmu or Nevdu, then there is a heter for the Kayanim to eat the Basar. It's not Ma'akev the Achilas Basar. However, that's only if it's Nitmu or Nevdu. But if the Emurim are around, the Klal is that before the Haktaras Emurim, the Kayanim are not allowed to eat the Basar. And that is a real Isser Achila. A raya to this is from the Rosh in Nedarim, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, because the Rosh says when someone makes a neder behatfasa, he says that this kikar should be asar like something else. A person could be matfis with basar kachim koidem haktara seymurim, because basar kachim before the haktara seymurim is considered a davar that's asar ba'achila. So we see the Rosh understood this Gemara in Psachim to teach us that before the haktara seymurim there's an iser mamish on the basar. Memela says the Briskirov that we see that Haktaras Emurim is taka a davar hamevi lidei achila because there's an iser achilas basar before the Haktaras Emurim. The Briskirov is mitzayin that the Rambam in Hilchos Psulei Hamuktashim Perek Yudches Halacha Zayin says ha emurim matirin es habasar lo adam. The Haktaras Emurim is matir the basar to be eaten for a person, and if that's the case, if it's considered a matir, if the Haktaras Emurim is a contributing factor in the Heter Achilas Basar, therefore, even after the Braisa establishes that Bedvarim Hamevian Lidei Achila Hakasa Medaber, still there could be a Havamina that there would be Machsheves Pigel by Haktaras Emurim. Parenthetically, if there is an Isser to eat the basar before the Haktara Seymurim, this is ma'ayir a question on the Gemara in Yuma Daftes Amid Beis, because the Gemara says in Yuma Daftes Amid Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa says, Mipnei ma charva shiloi, why was the Mishkan and Shiloi destroyed? Mipnei shahoyu ba shnei dvarim, giloi arayos and bizayon kachim. And the Gemara explains on Amid Beis that the bizayon kachim was because the Bnei Eli used to eat the basar hakarbonos before Haktara Seymurim. And the Gemara brings it from a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Capital Bays that they ate the basa before Haktara Seymurim. L'chayre, if there is an Isser Gomer to do that, why does the Gemara call it there a Bizayon Kachim? It's more than a Bizayon Kachim. It's an Isser Mamish that before Haktara Seymurim, the Kayanim are not allowed to eat the basar. In the Sefer Minchas Avram, in Menachas Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, he brings that he heard this kasha from the Briskirov, that the Briskirov asked if there's taka and iser to eat the basar before Haktara Seymurim, so why does the Gemara there in Yuma say that it's because of Bizayon Kachim? It's more than Bizayon Kachim, it's an iser gamur mamish. L'chaira, what you have to say is that even though there is an iser gamur, not because of every iser would there be a churban to Mishkan Shiloi. They were over in Isser, but that doesn't necessarily warrant a destruction of Mishkan Shiloi. But since with this Achilas Basar, before the Haktara Seymurim, there was a Bizayon Kachim, because they were worried about their Achila, before the Achilas Mizbeach, before the Haktara of the Emurim, that was enough to make a Churban of Mishkan Shiloi. And that's what's Meduyik in the Psukim over there, in Shmuel Aleph, Capital Beis, Pasuk Yid Zayin. It says that Vatihi Chatas Hanaorim Gedoyla Mo'ires Pnei Hashem Ki Niatzu Ha'anoshim Es Minchas Hashem, because they were mezalzel, the Bnei Eli were mezalzel in the Minchas Hashem, and in Pasuk Lamed there Hashem says Ki Mechabda Yachabed Uboiza Yekalu. So you see that there was a Bizayon Kachim, and that was the Avla. So true, there is an Isser Gamur, but what caused the Churban Mishkan Shiloi was not the Maisa Isser Sheboy. There were many Isurim that could have possibly been done that didn't necessarily deserve a Churban of the Mishkan. But if the Bnei Eli, the Kayanim, were mezalzel in the Kachim, Niatzu Hanoshim es minchas Hashem. That's why there was a churban of Mishkan Shiloh. But be that as it may, it's mavur in this Gemara and the Rishonim that there is an Isser Achilas Basar before Aktaras Emurim, and that's what the Braisa means, that Aktaras Emurim is a davar hamevi lidei achila. However, says the Brisker Rav, Shvicha Shirayim is takashver. How could there be a havamina that with Shvicha Shirayim there's a machshava hapoiselas machsheves pigel? It says already in the Braisa that the machsheves pigel only passes by dvarim hamevi. Says the Brisker Rav that there's an iser for the kayanim to eat the basar of the carbon before Shvicha Shirayim. But the Sfasemes, after he asks the Kasha, says that we have to say from this Gemara, the Mistama Asr Lechol HaBasar Kaidim Shvicha Shirayim. L'chayra, this Gemara shows us that there is an Isser to eat the Basar before the Shvicha Shirayim. But the Sfasemes is Sasum, and he doesn't explain to us where it would be a Makar in the Torah that there would be an Isser to eat the Basar before the Shvicha Shirayim. However, if you look in the Meshech Chochma, in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Chav Vav, he brings in the name of his son-in-law, Rabbi Avram Luftever, the Machaber of the Sefer Zara Avram, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Loi Soichlu Al Hadam, that Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Loi Soichlu Al Hadam, is darshan to teach us, Loi Soichlu Basar Va'adayan Dam B'Mizruk. Don't eat Basar while the Dam of the carbon is still in the Mizruk. So, what is that referring to? But Pashtus, one could understand that that means before there's a Zrikas Adam, while the Dam is still in that bowl that was used to do the Kabbalah, so you're not allowed to eat the Basar. Don't eat the Basar, Va'adayan Dam B'Mizrak. Zok de Zera Avram, no. It means even after the Zrika, you're not allowed to eat the Basar if there is still Dam in the Mizrak that has to be Nishbach L'Shirayim. Kol Zman that there was no Shvicha Shirayim, there's an Isra of Achilas Basar. And the Mitzvah Eson in Sanhedrin, over there on Daf Samach Gimel, says Mamish this Pshat of the Meshech Chochma's son-in-law. Tiyesh Loimar, he says, Dahacha Ayri Shenizirku Hamatanois, Sha'al HaMizbeach. Avada, there was a Zrikas Adam. Ela Sha'adayan Dam Nishar B'Mizrak. There was some Dam remaining in the Mizrak. Shalainitan Hashirayim El HaYesoid. The remainder was not poured onto the Yesoid, the Shvicha Shirayim, and Mamela, according to this Pshat, says the Meshech Chochma, there's an open Gemara learning out from Lo Yisoichlu Al Adam that teaches us that there is an Isser of Achilas Basar before the Shvicha Shirayim. If that's the case, that could be Pshat here in this Braisa as well, like the Sfasema says, that Shvicha Shirayim is also a Dover HaMevi Lidei Achila. Mamela, even after the Tan of the Braisa establishes B'dvarim HaMevi Lidei Achila Kosev Medaber, just like you can have a Havamina that there would be Machsheves Pigel, would pass by Haktaras Emurim, because Kol Kama Doloi Miskatri Emurim Koyanim Loimatsu Achlu Basar. Same thing, he could have a Havamina by Shvicha Shirayim, because before Shvicha Shirayim there's also an Isser of Achilas Basar. That's an Isser of this Lav of Loi Soichlu Al Adam. There's another piece of the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Beis Pasuch of Zayin, where he says that there could be another source to such an Isser of Achilas Basar Koydem Shvicha Shirayim, and that's because the Pasuch says there in Re'eh, only after Dam Zevachecha Yishafeich, then Vahabasar Toichel. What's pshat in that pasuk? V'Dam Zevachecha Yishafeich. Bring the Meshech Chochma to Machloikas Tanoim. Rabbi Yehoshua in Psachim Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis says that that pasuk is referring to Zrikas Adam. The lashon of Yishafeich is Lav Davka. Dam Zevachecha Yishafeich is referring to the Zrikas Adam. So it's just teaching you that you're not supposed to eat the basar before the Zrikas Adam. However, the Tana of the Braisa later on in Zvachim, on Dav Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, says that that Pasuk is referring to Shvicha Shirayim, like the Lashon of the Pasuk Yishafech. And Memela, the Pasuk is telling us in Isser Asay, V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech, Al Mizbach Hashem Elokecha, and only after the Shvicha Shirayim, V'habasar Toichel. But before the Shvicha Shirayim, there would be an Isser Asay to eat the basar of a carbon. Zok the Meshech Chochma, and he's Mitzayin, his son-in-law's pshat that he brought in Parshas Kedoshim, and he says if you put the two pieces together, it comes out that if someone eats the basar kachim before the Shvicha Shirayim, he's over two isurim, a lav and an asay, a lav of loisoichlu al hadam, which according to his son-in-law is referring to eating the basar before Shvicha Shirayim, and the asay of dam zevachecha yishafech, and then v'habasar toichel. Al kaponim, according to these pieces of the Meshech Chochma, it comes out taka, like the Sfasema says, that there is an iser to eat kachim, the basar of the carbon, before Shvicha Shirayim, and that would be a yishuv to the kasha of the achrayim here on this braisa. In the shiurim of Rav Beryl Salavechik, he asks another kasha, that l'chayra, how could there be a havamina that shvicha shirayim and haktara seimurim would passel with a machsheves pigel, would passel the carbon? L'chayra, there's a brisa later on daf chav tes amud aleph. We mentioned in Shiurim on Daf Hey that Rabbi Eliezer says, once the carbon is kosher, it's impossible to now go and passel a carbon that was already huchshar. So if that's the case, after the Zrikas Adam, when the carbon was already huchshar, the kapara was nigmara with the Zrikas Adam, how could it be a havamina that now we're going to go passel a carbon that was already huchshar? The first question that the Achrayim asked is that l'chayre, this is not a dover ha-mevi l'dei achila. The haktara seimurim and the shvicha shirayim are not mevi l'dei achila because we never find that there's an iser achila's basar beforehand. So that we answered. The Brisker Rav said the taka is an iser of achila before haktara seimurim. Like the Gemara in Pesachim says, kol kama d'loy miskatri eimurim, kayanim lematzu achli basar. And now we have sources that even l'gabi shvicha shirayim from the two pieces of the Meshech Chachma, that even before shvicha shirayim, there's the iser of achilas basar, either the iser lav of loisoichel al adam, or the iser asay of adam zavachecha yishafech and then va'abasa toichel. But now Rav Beryl is asking a new kasha, not because it's not a dover hamevi l'dei achila, even if it is a dover hamevi l'dei achila, but lemaisa the kapara of the carbon is nigmara with the zrika. So ibazoi we could apply the svar of Rebbe Eliezer later on Daf Chavtes that once the kapara of the carbon is accomplished, me'achesha huchsher lo yachser v'yipasel. So how could there be a havamina that machshev is pigul by shvicha shira and Akhtara Seimurim is going to passel the carbon? So Rav Beryl Soloveitchik brings that it's possible to have scenarios of Haktara Seimurim and Shvicha Shirayim even before the Zrikas Adam. Firstly, Lagabe Haktara Seimurim, he brings that the Rambam says in Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Gimel Halacha Yidbeis, that if the Eimurim were brought onto the Mizbeach before the Zrikas Adam, they shouldn't have been. Usually you do the Zrika first. But if the Eimurim were brought before the Zrikas Adam, Lo Yerdu, Nasu Lachmai Shal Mizbeach, they become the Lechem of the Mizbeach, and you could continue the Haktara, and it's based on the Gemara later on Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis. But Al Kalpanim says, Rav Beryl Soloveitchik, here we have an example of the Haktara Seimurim that's being done before the Zrika. And he brings in the name of his father, the Brisker Rav, that it's possible to have Shvicha Shirayim before the Zrika as well. How is that possible? Shvicha Shirayim is l'chayra the Shirayim of the Zrika. How could you have Shvicha Shirayim before the Zrika? Said the Brisker Rav, you have it by the Kivsei Atzeres, the two kvasim that are brought on Shavuos. So only after you have the Zrika of both animals, is it matir, the basar, to be eaten. So if someone has a machshava by the shvicha shirayim of the keves harishayin that he's going to eat the lechem chutz lizmanoi, the lechem only becomes nitar with the zrikas dam of the keves hasheni. So if that's the case, here you have a shvicha shirayim before the kapara of the carbon is nigmar, before you have the zrika. Ein echanami, it's after the zrika of the first keves, but it's before the zrika of the second keves. So it's possible to have the Haktaras Eimurim and the Shvicha Shirayim before the Zrika. If that's the case, says Rav Beryl, maybe that's Pshat in our Braisa, that the Braisa says, Yochol She'ani Marbe, Af Shvicha Shirayim V'Haktaras Eimurim, L'chayra, why don't we say already that the carbon is already Huchshar? Maybe it means in the case of Shvicha Shirayim of the first of the Kivsei Atzeres, and the Haktaras Eimurim in a case where it was brought before the Zrika. Avada, it's a big chiddush and a big doichik to say that that is the case that the Brais is referring to when the Brais says a havamina that there would be a machsheves pigol that passels by shvicha shirayim and haktara seimurim. But Rav Beryl Soloveitchik there in the Shiurim brings that when he asked his father, the Brisker Rav, this question, that how could it be me'achash ha'uchshar lo yachzer v'yipasel, the Brisker Rav said that it's not so shver, because even though Rebbe Eliezer holds like that in the Braisa on Daf Chavtes, Rabbi Akiva argues. Rabbi Akiva in that Braisa says that it is possible, even la'achash ha'uchshar, to be yachzer v'yipasel. If that's the case, one could say that the Tana of our Braisa holds like the Svara of Rabbi Akiva, that even after the carbon has its kapara, still it's possible yachzer v'yipasel. And therefore the Braisa says, yochol she'ani marbe af shvicha shirayim v'aktaras eimurim, taka in the normal case, where it's happening after the Zrika. But still I might think that a machsheves pigul in those avoidos passels the whole carbon. And that the Gemara needs to bring the pasuk that only something in avoida that's ma'akiv the kapara, that That's where a machsheves pigel passels. But the avoidos of shvicha shirayim and aktaras emurim are not ma'akvin as hakapara. Therefore, if someone has a machsheves pigel by shvicha shirayim and aktaras emurim, it does not passel the carbon. The Gemara on the top of Amud Beis discusses the stira in the brisas legabe machsheves pigel b'kabbalah. The first brisa says that by Kabbalah loy osaba machshava kemaisa, that there is no machsheves pigel by Kabbalah. Yet the brisa on the bottom says that Kabbalah is nisrabe to machsheves pigel. So is there machsheves pigel by Kabbalah or not? And the Gemara says loy kasha hada amar hareini shoychet amanas lekabel dama lemachar hada amar hareini mekabel dama amanas lishpoich shirayim lemachar. Rashi explains that the Gemara means that by Hareini Shoychet Amanas Lekabel Dama Lemachar, that is not considered a Machsheves Pigel, because Machsheves Pigel is only when someone thinks Klapei an Achila, either Achilas Adam of the Basar, or Achilas Mizbeach, which is the Haktaras Emurim, or the Zrika. But if it's Hareini Shoychet Amanas Lekabel Dama, since the Kabbalas Adam is not an Achilas Mizbeach, and surely not an Achilas Adam, therefore there is no Machsheves Pigel. And the second case, Hada Amar Hareini Mekabel Dama Amanas Lishpoich Shirayim Lemachar, that's the case where Kabbalah is Nisrabe Lemachsheves Pigel, that if someone thinks during the Avoidas Kabbalah that he's going to be Shoifech Shirayim Lemachar, since Shvicha Shirayim is considered an Achilas Mizbeach because it's the Gemar of the Zrika, therefore that is a Machsheves Pigel. It comes out from this Gemara, according to Rashi, that if someone shechts carbon amanas lekabel dama lemachar, there is no machsheves pigel. That would be a mefurish abraisa, and the hesber being because kabbalas adam is not considered an achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. If you remember back in the shiurim on Daf Yud, we mentioned that this halacha is a big machlokes rishonim. Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Beis and coming up soon on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph say clearly what it seems to come out from this Gemara and Rashi, that if someone is shoychet amanas lekabel dama chutz lizmanoi, that's not machsheves pigel. And the hesber is again, just like we said from this Gemara Rashi, that the machsheves pigel can only be klapei an achilas mizbeach, not klapei a kabbalas adam, which is not considered an achilas mizbeach. However, for Rishonim and Chulin, Dav Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the Baal Amor, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran, they all argue on that Tosfos. And they all say that if someone shechs amanas lekabel, or amanas lehoylich for that matter, chutz lizmanoi, that is machsheves pigel. Just like machsheves pigel is if you shecht amanas lizrek domoi, or lahakter emurim, or lechom ibisaroi chutz lizmanoi, the same thing if you're shechet amanas lekabel, or amanas lehoylich chutz lizmanoi. That's what the Rishonim say, and if you remember back then, we explained these Rishonim based on the Yesod of Reb Chaim in the Chidushei Hagrach and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, where Reb Chaim says that the Yesod of Shechita Amanas Lizrek Dama Chutz Lizmanoi is not because the Zrika is an Achilas Mizbeach, but it's because of Avoidas Hazrika, that the person is Choshev Klapei Avoidas Hazrika. And as we explained, of course, it's Mavur in the Braisa over here on Amud Beis, that Pishtei Achilois HaKosav Medaber Achas Achilas Adam V'Achas Achilas Mizbeach, that the Yesod of Machsheves Pigel is that you're Choshev Klapei something which is an Achila. However, by Zrika, these Rishonim seem to hold that by Zrika, it's not a pashta of achilas mizbeach, because the mizbeach is not really consuming the blood. The blood is sprinkled on the side of the mizbeach and drips down. Why is it considered an achilas mizbeach b'chlal? Because it's niskabel legavoya through the avoidas hazrika. Once it's considered an avoidas hazrika and that avoida is mechaper, memela, that's considered that it's accepted by the mizbeach, accepted by gavoya, and only that is the reason why it's considered an achilas mizbeach. But al kopanim, once there's a klal then, that if a person is shoychet, amanas to do avoida zrika, chutz lizmanoi, that that's machsheves pigel, even something that be'etzem on its own would not be an achilas mizbeach. It's only an achilas mizbeach because of the avoida zrika, because of the toiras avoida that it has. So these rishonim learned from there, that hu adin, when someone shechts, amanas to do a different one of the avoidas, chutz lizmanoi, even though those avoidas are not rendered an achilas mizbeach b'chlal, like avoidas kabbalah, and avoidas halacha, still that would have the din of machsheves pigel. That seems to be the svaras hamachloikas between Tosfos and these other Rishonim. But we mentioned that L'chayra, these other Rishonim are Nistar from our Gemara. The Rosh Yosef and Chulin, Daf Lamed Tes, asks that how could these Rishonim, the Baal Amor, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran, all say that Shoychit Amanas L'kabel Damoy, Chutz L'zmanoy, has a din of Machsheves Pigel? Our Gemara says Beferish Nishtazay. The Gemara says on the top line, Loi Kasha, Hoda Amar Hareini Shoychit Amanas L'kabel Damoy L'macher, which the Pshat is that if a person is Shoychit Amanas L'kabel Damoy L'macher, that does not have a din of Machsheves Pigel, as Rashi and Tosis explain. So how are these Rishonim shtim with this Gemara? So the emes is that there is another pshat in the Gemara here that learns differently than Rashi, and it seems that these Rishonim will have to learn like this pshat, and that is the pshat of the Ravid in Toiras Kayanim. The Toiras Kayanim in Parshas Vayikra. In the very beginning, this section is called Dibura Dinadava. In Parshas Adalid, Halacha Hey, the Toiras Kayanim has this brisa that we have in our Gemara, and the Ravid brings two pshatim, and on his second pshat, he says, V'hu ha'nochin, that this is the more correct pshat. And this is the pshat that the Ravid says, a pshat that's exactly lehepuch from our Rashi. And he says that the Gemara means to answer like this, Loi kasha, hoda amar hareini shoychit amanas l'kabel damoy l'machar. That's the case where there is machsheves pigul. When a person shechts amanas to do the kabbalah chutz l'zmanoy, or amanas l'hoyle chutz l'zmanoy for that matter, there is a machsheves pigul. Because a person is shoychit to do a different avodah chutz l'zmanoy. When the Gemara answers Hoda Amar Hareini Mekabel Dama Amanas Lishpoich Shirayim L'Macher, the Gemara means to say that in that case it's not Pigul. When the Brisa says Loi Osaba Machshava Kamaisa by Kabbalah, that by Kabbalah there's no Machsheves Pigul, it doesn't mean the way Rashi learned that a person is Shoychit Amanas L'Kabel Dama L'Macher. Adarab, it means when you had the Machshava at the time of Kabbalah, Amanas Lishpoich Shirayim L'Macher, there is no Machsheves Pigul. And the Ravid explains, because Be'etzem Shvich HaShirayim itself, to be considered Achilas Mizbeach, is a Chiddush. Achilas Mizbeach by Haktaras Emurim, that's something that's referred to in the Pasuk as an Achila, as the fire consuming it. But by Shvich HaShirayim, that's not a normal Achila that's called an Achila in the Torah. Memela, even though it's mavur in the Braisa that Shvich HaShirayim is considered an Achilas Mizbeach of sorts, still the only time that you would have a pigul if you're Choshev klapi the Shvich HaShirayim is if you're Choshev during the Zrika, where the din of pigul is mefurish in the Torah. Because the Torah says, Lo Yeiratze, the Torah is talking about the Machshava B'Shas HaZrika, which is the Iker Ritzoi, the Iker Kapara of the carbon. There, if you're, during the Zrika, you have a Machshava, Amanas Lishbach Shirayim, Chutz L'Zmanoi, that has a din of Machshav as Pigel. But during the other Avodahs, for example, the Kabbalah, where the din of Pigel is only from a Ribui Hakra, it's not a Beferish in the Pasuk, it's only from the Ribui of the Pasuk, then you have to think Klape a real Achila, like a Haktara Seimurim or an Achilas Adam. But if a person Bishas Kabbalah thinks to do the Shvich HaShirayim Chutz L'Zmanoy, that's not going to render it a Machsheves Pigel. Memela, the Gemara is saying the exact opposite as the Pashup Shan in the Gemara based on Rashi. The Gemara is saying, Loi Kasha, Hoda Amar Hareini Shoicher Amanas L'Kabbal Damo L'Mocher, that's the Braisa that was Marbe Kabbalah L'Pigel. Not Machsheva during Kabbalah, but a Machsheva Klapi the Kabbalah. Hareini Shoicher Amanas L'Kabbal Damo L'Mocher. And Hoda Amar Hareini Mekabel Dama Amanas Lishbach Shirayim L'Macher, that's the case that there's no Pigel. Rashi learned that in that case there is Pigel, because you're Choshev during an Avoida of Kabbalah, Amanas Lechel Chutz L'Zmanoy, because Shvich HaShirayim is a type of Achilas Mizbeach, because it's the leftover of the Zrika. But the Ravid learns Punkt Fakert, that in the case of Shoichet Amanas L'Kabel Dama L'Macher, it is Pigel, and in the case of Mekabel Dama Amanas Lishbach Shirayim L'Macher, it's not Pigel. So if these Rishonim learn like the Ravid, everything is very geschmack. Not only is this Gemara not a kasha on these Rishonim, but Adarabah, this Gemara says Mefurish like those Rishonim. In the case of Hareini Shoichet Amanas L'Kabel Dama L'Macher, the Gemara is saying that that's the case that Kabbalah is Nisrabe for Machsheves Pigel. It's a Befurisha Gemara here that Shoichet Amanas L'Kabel Damoy is Machsheves Pigel. And again, the Hezbir being because if a person does a Shechita Amanas to do another Avoida in the carbon, Chutz L'Zmanoy, that's learnt out from the din of Amanas Lizraik Damoy Chutz L'Zmanoy. Because Machsheva Klape Azrika was pigol because you were choishev klapei machshev klapei avoidas azrika, like Reb Chaim says. So the same thing if you're choishev klapei avoidas kabbalah or avoidas halacha. But akopanim, that's not just the hesber in the shita of the rishonim. But now we see that this gemara, according to the Ravid, is saying like these rishonim as well. So it would be logical to say that these rishonim learned like the Ravid second pshat. Memela, they argue on Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos are going with the simple pshat and that it says that Hareini Shoichet Amanas L'Kabel Domo It L'Machar is not a Machsheves Pigel, because the Kabbalah Saddam is not considered an Achilas Mizbeach B'chlal, and therefore they come out with their halacha that in such a case it would not be considered a Machsheves Pigel. For the remainder of the daf, we have the sugya of Tvilas Etzba. The Gemara brings that Rabbi Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Chiya said, Shamati shetvilas etzba mefageles bechatois pnimiois. By the chatois, whose zrikas hadam is bifnim in the heichol, if someone has a machsheves pigel at the time of the dipping the finger, the tvilas etzba, in the blood, that is a machsheves pigel that passes the carbon. And the Gemara says that even though by Shlomim we don't find Pigel in a corresponding Avoida, because there is no Avoida similar to Tfilas Etzba, still there is a din of Pigel b'Tfilas Etzba by the Chatois Pnimiois, and the Gemara initially explains it's Meribuya Dikra Ka'asi, because the din of Pigel by Chatois Pnimiois is not learnt out from Shlomim, it's Meribuya Dikra, and therefore whatever is an Avoida in this carbon, even if it's not an Avoida in Shlomim, there's still is a din pigel. And the Gemara later in the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who also said, Shamati shetvilas etzba mefagelas, the Gemara explains that itaka is learned out from Shlamim, but what we learn out from Shlamim is that any domar hama'akev ba mevia lidei pigel. And by Shlamim we have four avoidos, the Shchita, the Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika, and by the Chatas Pnimis we have an Ered avoida, a tvilas etzba, but la'olam we learned it out from Shlamim, but there is a din of pigel by Chatoi Pnimiois, by the Tfilas Etzba of the Chatois Pnimiois. The Gemara towards the end says, Rav Mari says, Afanan Amitanina, from the Mishnah in Menachos Daf Yud Beis, because the Mishnah says that by a mincha, there is pigul not only by the kmitza and the halacha and the haktara, but also when you're noisein bekli, when you put the kmitza in a kli sharis. And the Gemara says that l'chare, there is no corresponding avoida to that by a carbon shlamim, even though there is kabbalas hadam, but kabbalas hadam is memela, that happens automatically when the blood spurts out from the animal, whereas over here the matan kli by a mincha is hacha ihu kashakul virami. He takes the kmitza and he puts it directly into the kli. So the Gemara understands that that's not similar to kabbalah. So it must be that the yesoid is that since that Avoida of Matan Kli is Ma'akev, Al Korche Avoida Chashuvahi, and therefore there is Pigel. So Hachanami Kivon Deloy Sagi Deloy Avidla, since by Chatas Pnimis you have to do a Tvilas Etzba, Al Korche Hainu Hailacha. So the Gemara says that there is a din of Pigel, even though there is no corresponding Avoida by Shlomim, because Al Korche Hainu Hailacha. What does it mean, al karche hainu haylacha? We're not talking about where he had the machsheves pigel at the time of haylacha. We're talking about where he had it at the time of dipping his finger, kemafurish in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Gimel, brings down the case of our Gemara, chashav bishas tfilas etzba badam. The machsheva was at the time that he's dipping his finger in the blood, not at the time that he's doing the haylacha. But the Shita Mekubetzes explains in Ois Yud Aleph, in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz, the loy chashiva tvilas etzba avoida rak mitam hoylacha. What the Gemara means is that the tvilas etzba is only considered an avoida mitam hoylacha because of the category of hoylacha. Meaning that the yisoid hadin of hoylacha is that you're bringing the blood from the makam hakabbalah to the makam hazrika, from the place where the kabbalah was done till the place where it'll be roy to do hazrika, memela by achatos Pnimis, where there's an additional halacha that's said in the Torah of Itaval that you have to dip the finger in the blood, that's all included in the Avoidas halacha. You bring the blood into the Heichal, and then you dip your finger in the blood, and then it's Royal Izrika. Memela, it's mitam halacha naguba. Not that you're actually having the machshava at the time of halacha, but you're having the machshava at the time of Tvilas Etzba, but it's mefagel because mitam halacha naguba. The Chofetz Chaim in Likutei Halacha is over here in the Zevach Toida asks that if it's mitam hoilacha noguba, that the reason why there's a pigul by tfilas etzba is because it's a chelak of the hoilacha, so then l'chayra, there should not be a din of pigul because of the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis that says, ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. If someone has a machsheves pigul by half of the matir, for example, in the Shechita, if he has the machsheves pigul only by simin echad and not by the second simin, so that's called a pigul b'chatzi matir, and we hold ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So the same thing over here, l'chayra the halacha is divided into two, the regular carrying the blood, and then the tvilas etzba. So if someone has a machsheves pigul only at the time of the tvilas etzba, and not during the halacha mamish, the transferring of the blood, so that should be a pigul b'chatzi matir, and ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So how come the Gemara says, shetvilas etzba mefaglin? However, the Keren Oira on Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph already is Ma'ira this question, and he explains that it's not a problem of Pigul Bechatzi Matir. The Tvilas Etzba Avoida La'atzmihi, because really Tvilas Etzba is its own Avoida. V'loi Migrira Basar Halacha. It's not dragged after the Halacha. V'hainu Mishum Desi V'Taval, because it says V'Taval, so really it's its own Avoida. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says Hainu Halacha? The Gemara just means that it's similar to Halacha. Avad, it's Avoida b'fnei atzmi, but it's similar to Halacha, as we just explained, that it's also part of getting it from the Kabbalah to the Zrika, because by Chatois Pnimiois, you have to do a Tvilas Etzba as well. So it's similar to Halacha, but not that it's Mamish Achelik in the Halacha, it's an Avoida b'fnei atzmi, it's its own distinct Maisa, and therefore, says the Keren Ayra, that is considered a pigul b'matir shalem. It's not a chisaron of pigul b'chatzi matir. And the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Psulei Hamuktoshim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says this as well. The Tvilas Etzba Avoida Chashuva. The Tvilas Etzba, it itself is an Avoida Chashuva, not just being part of the Halacha, just the Gemara says that it's similar to Halacha. But Avada is its own Avoida, and therefore, says the Keren Oira, it's not considered a pigul b'chatzi matir. Why then does the Gemara have to say that it's doima to halacha? Just say bichlal, like the lashon of the Gemara lagabi the matan kli of a mincha al korche avoida chashuvahi. Why does the Gemara say over here by the chatas pnimis the tfilas etzba that al korche hainu halacha? So one could say that the Gemara is just saying it misvara. That misvara, the Gemara feels that since the Yesoid Hadin Halacha is getting it from the Makim Kabbalah to the Makim Hazrika, so this is part of that process, and therefore it's included in the Halacha. It's similar to the Avodas Halacha. However, the Mishnah Lamelech over there in Psulei HaMuktashim says a little more than that. That the Gemara means that it's similar to Halacha, and only because of that is there a Din Pigul. Because we find Pigul, after all, only by four Avodos, the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. So it has to be included in some way in one of those four Halachas. See, in one of those four Avodos. So even though, as we're saying, it's an Avoida Chashuva Bifnei Atzma, but the Gemara has to say that it's similar to Halacha in order to explain why there's Pigul. Because if it would just be an Avoida Chashuva Bifnei Atzma, and it wouldn't be similar to any of the other Avodos, then it wouldn't have a Machsheves Pigul Bichlal. And the Briskei Rav and the Chidushei Hagri is over here, and in Menachos Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, explains this as well, that really there is only Pigul by the four Avodos, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. And this that we find that by Chatois Pnimiois, Tvilas Etzmas Mefagelas, as it says in our Gemara, that's only because it's Doime to Halacha, as the Gemara says, Al Korche Hainu Halacha. However, this pshat of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Briskei Rav is mechudish in the pshat hasugya, because our Gemara is trying to say at that point that we say that tefilas etzba is mefageles by chatois pnimiois. The Gemara is trying to bring a raya to it from the Mishnah Menachos, and the Gemara at that point understands that matan kli, putting the kmitza in a kli, is not similar to Kabbalah. It's not similar to one of the four avoidos. And even so, the Gemara is saying that since it's a necessary avoida, al korche avoida, and therefore it's pigul, even though it's not similar to the four avoidos. So the Gemara is trying to say that tvilas etzba, even though it's not included in an avoida mamish, still it's an avoida chashuva, and therefore there is pigul. So the Gemara just says hainu halacha. It's mistaber that the Gemara means that it misvara, it's a part of the halacha, as we explained, but not that it's necessary to say hainu halacha in order to explain the din why there is pigul. And l'chayr, there's a raya to this from the Chidushei HaRashba in Menachos Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. From the Rashba, it's mevuar that there's a din of pigul, even if it's not in the four avoidas, just if it's an avoida that's ma'akev, even if it's not one of the four avoidas that we find by the Shlamim, it still could have the din that a machsheves pigul passes the carbon. Because over there in the Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara says that if you would require a hagbas ha'kli to lift the kli at the time of the kmitza, or at the time of the Kiddush HaKoimetz, when you put the Kmitza into the Kli, if there was such a halacha that you need a Hagbas HaKli, then the one who is lifting the Kli would be able to have a Machsheves Pigel. In other words, if he has a Machsheves Pigel, that would passel the carbon. And the Rashba asks, L'chaira, why would that be Mefagelas? Hare ein Mefaglin Kiyan Bedal Ravoidos. You're only Mefagel in the four Avoidos of a Mincha that correspond to the four Avoidos of a Zevach. But Magbia, lifting up the Kli, is not one of the four Avoidos. Zokta Rashba, La'olam, you do not need, Pigul does not need to be in one of the four Avoidos. The main Yalfusa from Shlamim is that Pigul is by any Avoida that is Mevi Lidei Achila. By a Zevach, there's only four Avoidos. But by a Mincha, if you would require Hagbas HaKli, Zokta Rashba, Nehi de Bezvachim Lecha Ela Arba Avoidais, Be Menachis Yiu Chamesh. By Menachis, there will be a fifth Avoida. Kivan de Dover Hamevi Lidei Achila Hu. V'chol Dover Hamevi Lidei Achila Mefaglin Boi. So the Rashba says klar that even though by the Shlamim there's only four Avoidais, any Avoida that is Ma'akev in a carbon or in a Zevach or a Mincha, that, by that Avoida there would be Pigul as well. Memela, when it comes to our Gemara, where our Gemara says that by the Matan Kli, it's taka not similar to Kabbalah, but still there's a pigul because al korche avoida chashuvi. So the same thing when it says l'gabit tfilas etzem fageles, the Gemara doesn't need to say that it's bechlal hoylocha like the Mishnah Lamelech and the Briskerov explained. The Gemara is just saying misvara that it is hoylocha, that it is similar to the melacha, to the avoida of hoylocha. But Avada, there would be pigul just by the mere fact that this avoida is avoida that's ma'akiv in the carbon. And that's what it looks like from Toisvis here as well. Toisvis at the end of the daf, in Dibra Amaschel Zeh Klal, says, Bahagosha ain pigul. By a mincha, there's an avoida of hagosha, of bringing the mincha to the corner of the mizbeach. So Toisvis, there's no pigul at the time of the hagosha. The kmitza keneged shchita, ve'ein loy pigul koidem shchita. But Pashas, the kavana of Toisvis is that kmitza is the corresponding avoida, the one that corresponds to the Shechita, and just like there is no Pigul Koidem Shechita, like Rashi says, the Yesoid of Shechita, Rashi in our Sugya, Dibra HaMaschel B'Shlama Koimetz, says that the Yesoid of Shechita is that you take away the Chelek Gavoya from the Shirayim, the blood is separated from the Basar, so the same thing by a Mincha, the Kmitza is corresponding to that, you take away the Chelek that's going to be brought on the Mizbeach, away from the Shirayim. Al Kaponim, before that Chela Gavoya is separated from the remainder of the carbon, there is no din pigul. Memela, ein loy pigul koidem shchita, so too, ein loy pigul koidem kmitza. And since Hagasha is done before the kmitza, therefore there is no pigul by the Hagasha. And l'chayra, what does Taisis need, Langa Hezberim, to explain why there is no pigul by the Hagasha? If the aside of pigul is only by four avoides, shchita, kabbalah, hilacha, zrika, and the corresponding four avoides by mincha, the kmitza, the matan kli, the hiluch, and the haktara, so that's it. Hagasha is not one of those four avoides. So therefore, by Hagasha, there is no pigul. But Taisis doesn't say that. Taisis says, because kmitza is keneged shchita, and ein loy pigul koidem shchita, so who had in ein loy pigul koidem kmitza. It's masha from Taisis that be'etzem it would be shayich to have a pigul, even though it's not one of the four avoides. As the Gemara is saying over here, l'gabi matan kli, when the Gemara feels that matan kli of the kmitza is not similar to Kabbalah, so then it's taka not similar to a corresponding avoida when it comes to a shlamim, and even so it would be pigul. So too by the pigul that the Gemara is saying here, l'gabi tvilas etzpa mefageles, the Gemara just means that since it's an avoida chashuva bifnei atzma, therefore there would be pigul. The Gemara's lashon is al korche haynu hoylocha, because the Gemara feels in svara that it's hoylocha, like the Chidushei HaRashba and Menachos Dav Zayin. However, but you don't need it to be a chelek of the hoylocha or similar to hoylocha in order to be an avoida hamafagelis. According to the Mishnah Lamelech and the Brisker Rav, who assume that there is a din like this, that the pigul is only by the four avoides of a zavach, or the corresponding four avoides by a mincha, but you can't have pigul by any other avoidah chashuva if it's not one of those four avoides. So l'chayr, the Gemara in Menachas Dav Zayin comes back to be shver. That's where the Rashba said over there, that you see that it could be pigul even if it's not one of the four avoides. Because the Gemara says, by the hagbas hakli, it would be shayach to have a machsheves pigul. So how does that Gemara makes sense according to the Mishnah Amalek and the Briskerov? So I saw in the Sefer Minchas Avram later on the Aflamit Tesamar Aleph here in Zvachim that he says, according to the Mishnah Amalek and the Briskerov, you'll have to explain that that Gemara Menachas means that if there would be a requirement of lifting up the Kli at the time of the Kmitza, that would be Bechlal Avoidas HaKmitza. That would be considered part of the process of Avoidas HaKmitza. And if there would be a din that you need to lift up the Kli at the time of the Kiddush HaKoimetz, at the time of the Matan Kli, when you put the Koimetz into the Kli, then that would be Bechlal, the Avoida of Matan Kli. So that's why the Gemara says there that there would be a Kmitza. But that's a Mechudish to Kepshan in the Gemara to say that the Hagbos HaKli would have been considered a Chelik of the Kmitza, or the Chelik of the Kiddush Kli. That's how the Mishnah HaMelech and the Briskerov would have to learn. But according to the Chidushei HaRashba on that Gemara Menachas, and L'chayra how it's Meduyik from Toisis Bayas, the Halacha would come out that it's possible to have a machsheves pigul by any avoida that's ma'akev in the zevach or in the mincha, even if it's not included in the dalar avoidos. And the reason why there's no pigul by hagosha is just because there is no pigul in a carbon or in a mincha before the chelak avoya is separated from the remainder of the carbon, just like there is no pigul in a zevach koidem shchita, so too there is no pigul in a mincha koidem kmitza. And the Kabi the din of Tfilas Etzah Mefagelis, the Gemara says that it's Bechlal Hoylocha, not because if it wouldn't be Bechlal Hoylocha, then it wouldn't be Shayach HaPigul, but just because Misvara, the Gemara feels that it's similar to the Avoida of Hoylocha, and therefore the Gemara says, Al Korchei Hainu Hoylocha. According to any pshat in the Gemara, it seems from the lashon of the Gemara, al korchei haynu hoylocha, that the Gemara is saying is that the tefilas etzba is mitam hoylocha naguba, is similar to the avoidas hoylocha. The Keren Oira over here is medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam understood differently though. The Rambam in Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Gimel, says that tefilas etzba bedam bechatois hapnimiois is mifageles. Keitzad, choshav b'shas tfilas etzba b'dam machsheves hazman, hareze kemechashev b'shas hazoya. It's just like he was mechashev at the time of the sprinkling of the blood. Zokta Karen Oira, it's mashma from the Rambam, not like our Gemara, that it's not mitam hoylocha noguba, but mitam hazoya noguba. The Rambam says, hareze kemechashev b'shas hazoya. And the question is, how does the Rambam shtim with our Gemara? Our Gemara says the Lashon, al korchei haynu hoylocha, and even more than that, the Gemara at the end of the daf says, aleimu kitanoi, and is mevur that whether there would be pigul by the tefilas etzba is totally on the machloikas Reb Shimon and Rabbonon, whether there is a machsheves pigul by hoylocha. So it seems clear that the Gemara is saying that it's mitam hoylocha naguba. How could the Rambam say that it's mitam hazoya naguba? So the Briskerov and the Chidushei Agriz in Menachas Dav Yud Gimel Amid Beis says a gavaldig pshat, because after all, even though the tefilas etzba is bechlal hoylocha, lemaisa it is a hoylocha shaloi beregel, which the next sugya discusses, that a hoylocha shaloi beregel, when you're not moving, that may not be considered a hoylocha. So how could the Gemara say, al korchei haynu hoylocha, if the tefilas etzba is a hoylocha shaloi beregel? Zok the Briskerov, it must be that our Gemara is assuming that hoylocha shaloi beregel, shma hoylocha, that is considered hoylocha. However, the Rambam himself, over there in Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Aleph, halacha chav gimel, paskins, like the memra of Rabbi Yochanan, and Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, that hoylocha shaloi beregel, so therefore the Rambam held that the only way to be mekayim the din of tevilas etzba mefagelas lemaskana and lahalacha is if you say that it is similar to the hazoya, that just like the actual sprinkling is the hazoya, and that's there's a din of pigul, so too the preparation for that, the dipping the finger in the dam, that also is bechlal hazoya. So it makes sense that our Gemara says the Lashon of Al Korchei Haynu Hoylocha, and the Gemara compares it to Rabban and Rab Shimon, because our Gemara Taka learned that it was Mitam Hoylocha Naguba, but La Halocha the Rambam holds that it's Mitam Hazoya Naguba, and the Taka would have no Shaykhs to the Machlaikas Rab Shimon and Rabbanon, because it would be Mefagel Midin Hazoya. However, the Mishnah Lamelech and Psulei HaMuktoshim, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph, and the Svasemis over here in our Sugya learn that the Rambam is not saying a whole new Mahalach differently than the Gemara. That would be too much of a chiddush to say that the Rambam means that it's Bechlal HaZoya and not Bechlal Halacha. Avada, the Rambam agrees that it's Mitam Halacha Noguba, exactly like it says in the Gemara. Ay, Lamaisa, the Rambam Paskins Halacha Shaloi Berega Loishma Halacha. On that, the Svasemis says that over here, Iker HaMitzvah So pshita dahavi haylocha. A regular haylocha is normally done by walking and moving. So then haylocha shalei beregel lo yishma haylocha. But the haylocha of tvilas etzba mitzvasei bekach. The way to do it is to dip your finger in. You move your finger, but you don't move your feet, and therefore there's not a chesaron of a haylocha shalei beregel in that type of haylocha. And memela it could be mefagelus. Aye, the Lashon HaRambam, that the Rambam says, HaRezek K'mechashiv B'shas HaZoya, it seems that the Mishnah Lamelech and the Svasemis understood that that is just clapping what the Rambam said right before that, that a Machshava passes at the time of the HaZoya of the Chatois HaPnimiois. Now the Rambam adds that even if you're Mefagel B'shas Tvilas HaEtzba, when you're preparing for the HaZoya, you're dipping your finger into the blood, that is K'mechashiv B'shas HaZoya that I just mentioned at this Pigel. But it doesn't mean to say that it's Mechashiv, that it's mefagel midin hazoya, that mitam hazoya naguba. La'ilam, it's like the Gemara says that it's mitam haylocha naguba. And there's a gevaldige mocker to this in the Mabit, in his Sefer, Kirya Sefer, over there in the Rambam, in Hilchas Psulei HaMaktoshim Perek Yuzayin. Because the Mabit says, Tvilas Etzba Bechatois HaPnimiois Mifagelis, the Kivon Deloi Sagi Deloi Ovid Tvilas Etzba, since he has to do a Tvilas Etzba, the Chsiv V'Toval Etzboi, Avoyde chashuvahi v'havya haylocha. It's an avoyde chashuva and it's included in the haylocha. Shem moylich hadam be'etzba'i l'karvi l'mizbeach. Because he dips his finger in and then is moylich the dam with his etzba, l'karvi l'mizbeach. Memela, that whole thing is bechlal haylocha. Zokta mabit, hilkoch mefagel bo kibishas hazoya. Therefore, you're mefagel just like the shas hazoya. So it's clear in the Mabit that he's going with our sugya, that it's mitam haylocha nagubah. Still, he fears ois the Lashon HaRambam that he's going on, that you're mefagabah kibishas hazoya. So from the Mabit, it's mashma that he understood, like the Mishnah Lamelech and the Svasemes, that even the Rambam holds that it's mitam haylocha nagubah, and the Rambam saying kibishas hazoya is just saying that, just like we just mentioned, that there is a din of pigul at the time of the hazoya by the chatois penimiois, so too, if it's at the time of the tvilas etzba, it's mefagal, just like Bishas Hazaya, but La'ilam, the din of the Pigel is because it is similar to the Halacha and not because it is similar to the Avoida of Hazaya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.